From the central coast of California, across the nation and around the world, bringing you conscious living through positive thinking. It's time to turn the lead in your life into gold. It's Good Vibrations Radio on Radio Monterey.
I love the colorful clothes you wear, and the way the sunlight plays upon her head. I hear the sound of on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitation.
Well, hello, I'm Solazar, and welcome to Good Vibrations Radio, Tools for Transformation, right here on Radio Monterey. Now, quantum physics tells us that we are all energy, vibrating at different frequencies, but in Good Vibrations Radio, we bring you information that allows you to change the vibrational frequency of your life. We're your source for everyday alchemy, so you can take the lead in your life and turn it into gold. Good Vibrations Radio is made possible through the sponsorship of Magic for Life, which is also the owner-operator of Radio Monterey. Radio Monterey has gone through some changes and shifts. We're shutting down a good portion of the broadcast day, but we will be broadcasting on Radio Monterey from 3 p.m. Pacific time to 11 p.m. Pacific time, Sunday through Saturday through the month of December. So visit RadioMonterey.com to get information not being broadcast by the corporate media. Be informed. Magic for Life is also the promoter-producer of the Rhoda Psychic Fair, which we just had last October, at the end of October, this past one. We'll be having another one in this coming October, and we'll also have a series of events throughout the course of the year. We're planning some quarterly previews, some other smaller events at different locations throughout Monterey County and potentially Santa Cruz. We'll take a look at that. Go to rhodapsychicfair.com, sign up, get on the email list so you can be informed of all the ongoing activities and stay informed there. And also, if you're local in the Monterey area, you can always come visit me at the Monterey Farmers Market Tuesdays from 4 to 7 on Alvarado Street in Monterey. Well, here we are. It is the first day of December. Now, if you recall from listening to Kirilani on either Tuesday or Wednesday, December is a preview of the first 6 months of the year. So every day is actually a preview of the first week. How was your first week in 2017 today? Because 1 December is a preview of that first 7 days in January 2017. Take a look at what was working, what wasn't working. Start keeping track of what's going on through each day of December, because when we hit 2017, we're going to have a series of experiences that are similar in terms of what they're asking us to do. What do I mean by that? If you have a trigger point that you've been trying to heal, when you get to that and you went through something today, let's say you got angry at something, you got upset, you got disappointed, you got concerned, you felt vulnerable. We're going to have that experience in that first 7 days of January. The issue for now is keep track of it. Get an essence of how you felt so that you know how best to deal with it when it comes up again in that first week. Because what it gives you by giving you that preview is it's giving you a trigger to say, go ahead and find your best way to resolve how you felt, how you reacted, or to prevent yourself from having that reaction, and try to present that when it comes up again in that first week. So each day of December is a week in the first 6 months of the year. Now, Kirilani's doing an event tomorrow night, and people can go to kirilani@prodigy.net, K-Y-R-A-L-A-N-I @prodigy.net. To go ahead and attend that event, you'd have to contact her. However, I will be putting the preview calendars out on the website of goodvibrationsradio.com so you can download them. There's no charge, no cost. Just download them so you can start tracking, again, what's going on with each day of this month. So welcome to December. Now, December really brings in the energy of 2017. Now, 2017, of course, is the energy of you. It's the energy of the one. It's the energy of the individual. It's being able to bring yourself and assert yourself out into the world in the way that best serves you and also provides the best service to the world. It's going to be an interesting year with this current election cycle and everything that's happening. What we're really being called upon is to no longer be passive bystanders. We are being called upon to be active. And active is not hateful. I want to be real clear. Just because something being done is wrong doesn't mean we have to deal with it through hate. Let the haters hate. Send them love. Learn to love the haters. But don't allow yourself to be victimized by the haters either. Stand up for yourself. Stand up for your rights. Be the true individual, because as each of us spreads our light, our self, our firmness into the world and says, this is what we do for each other. This is how we maintain connection. This is how we care in a society that has empathy and caring as its preeminent motto, as opposed to greed and financial success as the ultimate motto. I don't care if you have financial success, blessings to you. Only when it's coupled with greed is there something wrong with it. And you see so many of those who do have money that are not coupled with greed. They realize that we are a connected entity of human beings. We are a connected web. Our energetic vibrations are not independent. They're different. We vibrate differently, but we are connected in this web. And this web is important for all of us. We have to look out for each other and not expect everyone to look out for themselves. We have to be ready to assist when it's called upon. And when is it called upon? When you're right there, when it's right in your face. Don't be passive. Don't sit by. Many times in my life, I have sat by. Many times in my life, I have allowed other people to be abused. Was it cowardice on my part? Perhaps. Was it desire to not be involved? Perhaps. Was it desire to not care? Perhaps. And there are other times where I was very much involved. All I'm going to say is I remember the times I didn't get involved. I remember them very strongly. And to this day, for each of them, I would like to go back and reassert myself to stand up for those who are unable to assert themselves in that moment. I think of those, and I don't want that to happen again in my lifetime with me. Well, that's enough of that. And as you know, I love me some Day by Day with James Allen. And in 1903, when James Allen wrote his essay, As a Man Thinketh, he took the title from chapter 23, verse 7 of Proverbs, which said, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Even what I was just sharing about being able to stand up, assert ourselves, defend people when they seem defenseless, allow those who need a hand up to give them a hand up. That's all about what we keep in our heart. And if what we keep in our heart is fear and retrenchment and pulling back, then you wouldn't have 2,000 veterans going to North Dakota to stand as a vanguard against the encroachment by the militarized police forces against the Sioux nations who are peacefully protesting the encroachment of the Dakota Access Pipeline into their territory. And for those who don't know much about it, I'm just going to give you a little sliver. Please explore. Please get informed. But the Dakota Access Pipeline was supposed to go through Bismarck, North Dakota. But the people of Bismarck, North Dakota said, absolutely not. That could be an environmental disaster waiting to happen. So what did they do? They rerouted it to go underneath the Missouri, underneath the tribal lands of the Sioux. And now that they're protesting, they're treating it like a crime. Why? because they're not white. They're not white Anglo-Saxon Protestants. They're not white Dutch Germans, because they are Native Americans. They are indigenous people who were here before the whites were. But because they are not white, they are treating this as if it's some kind of a crime, instead of recognizing that these are Native Americans defending the land that we gave them after we took the land from them. The land that we gave them in a written treaty that gives them the right to actually deny these types of actions. So 2,000 veterans are going up there to stand guard against some of the militarized police encroachment that's been occurring against those peaceful protesters. But that took me away from talking about As a Man Thinketh by James Allen. As I said, I love me some Day by Day, because what it does is it takes James Allen's words and it gives us a little section for each day of the month. And that way it's more digestible, it's more applicable, and we can understand and see how we're going to use it. And for the first day of the month, he says, accept no limits. A person is limited only by the thoughts that he chooses. There was a wonderful story about George Danzig. Now, what happened is George was running late as a college student. He always studied hard, studied late. He was running late for math class. He got there. There were a couple of problems on the board, which he quickly copied down because he thought they were the homework. And it took him several days, and he worked through the two problems, and finally he had a breakthrough, and he dropped his paper with the solutions that he had worked out for the problems on his, you know, in his professor's inbox. Later on a Sunday morning, George was awakened at 6 a.m. by his professor calling him. Since George had been late for class, he hadn't heard the professor announce that the two equations were unsolvable and were considered mathematical mind teasers, and even Einstein hadn't been able to discover the answer. And he had put them up there in case people wanted to exercise or work them. But George, without any thoughts of limitation, had solved not one but two of the problems that had stumped the mathematicians for years. Now, here's the important part about this. Not just what James Allen tells us for the first day of the month of accept no limits, that a person is limited only by the thoughts that he chooses, but Kirilani shared that this 2017 becomes the first year, the first 1 year in the series of 9 years, because we go through 1 through 9 and then we start over 1 through 9. It's the first 1 year in the millennium of limitlessness. When we transitioned from 1999 to 2000 and 2001, we were still carrying the energy of limitation given to us in the last century. And it wasn't until we completed this first round of cycles, where we finished this 9 year that we're in right now, that we could actually, we just completed a decade of 1 through 9, all in 2000. But the completion of that and the triggering of 2012, followed by 2013, which had an amplification of the energy of transformation from 2012, that led us to 2017 being the first 1 year in the millennium of limitlessness. So what does that mean? That means the door is open. The only thing that keeps us from doing what we want to do is us. The only thing that keeps you from living your dream is your doubt in your own dream. The only thing that keeps you from expanding and getting your service and message out to the world is your fear to expand and to get your message out into the world. The time for hesitation is over. Now, you don't have to run out the door and start screaming at the top of your lungs that this is my message, everyone listen. But you need to start taking the steps in that direction of getting your message out there. Is it by doing a blog? Is it by writing emails to people? Is it by working for a local paper or a little kind of tenant paper for an apartment complex or a homeowners association or something else where you start putting your word out there? Is your service to do some form of an art? Do you do arts and crafts? Do you do scrapbooking? Do you decorate coffee mugs? Do you do painting? Do you do drawings? Do you make little things together out of household objects? What is your service? Each of our service to the world actually gives permission to someone else to bring their service out into the world. Remember that. In a conversation that I had today with my sister, she was talking about how accomplished she's always seen me. And I said to her, the interesting part is, I don't feel that I was really ready for my work until now. Why? Only because I truly feel ready now. But the other part of that is that I've been spending time for 15 years of doing this step and that step and this step and that step. And you suddenly reach a point where you say, I am ready. I have surety of this. I have confidence in this, and I know all about this. Now is the time. Now is the time for each and every one of us to bring out our gift, to bring out our light, to bring it out into the world, because there's no more time for us to hide in the shadows, especially as an outcome of this election. How can anyone who has any consciousness in the world look at the outcome of this election in America and say, oh my God, I'm going to have to sit and sleep like Rumpelstiltskin for the next 4 years so that I can wake up when there's a new president? We don't have that luxury. We are in this world. We are in this world where we've taken a sociopath and made him president of the United States. And he is filling his cabinets with his millionaire and billionaire buddies who intend to actually make their life easier and destroy the social fabric that made America a country that supported its people. We don't count in their mindsets. Remember, no matter what you think they were born better, they are better. That goes against everything that I believe, which is we are all connected. Each and every one of us. And we do accrue karma for what we earn. You and I may never see the karma somebody accrues from their actions or what they choose to do. But we don't have to accrue the karma in our life. And how do we do that? We do that by supporting each other, standing up for each other. We do that by having a friendly word, a kind word, a helpful word. We do that by trying to be neighborly and supportive and friendly and kind. We do that by treating other people as if we are connected, not as if we're disconnected. It's not important for us to get trapped into their darkness myth of fear. Be afraid, be very afraid, because it's a myth. Remember, false evidence appearing real is what constitutes fear. What we have to do is make sure when we hear what they say is to think. Is it true? Is it helpful? Is it inspiring? Is it necessary? Is it kind? If it's none of those, then it's only meant to control us. It's only meant to put us in a box. If you haven't read 1984 or watched the movie recently, I encourage you to watch it. Although I have to admit, I read 1984 many, many years ago. And when I saw the movie, I found the movie confusing, but not the book. But even if you go get a Cliff Notes version of the book or you get an Audible book, the real point of 1984, written by George Orwell, was that the state controlled the information given to the populace. And they would control that by constant repetition of certain messages. Not unlike Fox News. You know, up in North Dakota, outside of the Sioux Reservation, the only TV received up there is Fox News. So as everybody goes up to try to assist and support the Sioux, the proprietors and the shops and the local townspeople are all very gruff and abrupt and dismissive of all of those people as if they're doing something wrong. Why? Because they're being sold the message of violence, of intrusion, of non-right for the people up there blocking the pipeline. They're not getting facts. They're not getting true information. They're getting fed the bubble of propaganda that the conservative and the Republicans and the right-wing media loves to sell. Don't get caught into those bubbles. Allow yourself to seek out facts. It's one reason why I wish I had more support for Radio Monterey. I'd love to expand it, but I don't have that support. So I have to contract it. And we'll see going forward what has to happen. I was intending to fully shut it down, but right now it's just going to contract because it's so important that we're getting information that the corporate media is withholding from us, that the corporate media is not sharing. It's not a question of it's bad to be a liberal or a progressive. What do liberals and progressives really care about? One, we care about the environment. Two, we care about each other. Three, we care about climate change, which is a scientific fact. Four, we don't want religious intrusion in our schools and in our society. We want people to do what everybody should do with their religion. Keep it to yourself. It's for you. Religion is about your choice, your belief, and how you choose to live your life. Forcing it on others by restricting a woman's right to choose, by enforcing that creationism is an alternative to scientific creation of the universe and the world. Some say the Big Bang, some say others, but science is uncertain. But creationism is a myth. It's a total myth. We've got to ensure that facts live in our world. Otherwise, we are not facing reality. And we are going to see 4 years of bullshit. Pure, unadulterated bullshit. They're going to be selling us fear, misinformation, just to make points and to make it sound like what they're doing is right. But you know what's happening at the end of the day? They're getting richer. Now, I'm not saying attack the rich. People get rich. That's good for them. But what I am saying is this crew in Congress, this crew that the American people elected to Congress and the House, this crew are here to destroy the way of life that has made America the nation that it is. I'm not going to beat around the bush about it. I'm not going to pretend that everyone should have a golden light. You have a golden light if you're listening to this, because that means you have a desire for consciousness. You have a desire for awareness. You have a desire to truly know what's going on in the world. And speaking about what's going on, I'm going to take a quick little break and adjust the audio because it looks like we dropped off. So I will be right back.
I've run out of answers. I've run out of time. And I'm so confused that I'm losing my mind. It's going to take a miracle to help me this time. I'm traveling a road that has not one sign.
Angel down. Oh, I
have nowhere to go, so I'm down on my knees. I'm trying to see the forest, but there's this one tree. Can't understand why I'm sinking so deep. Help me, help me. Won't you help? Let the bell in my heart ring. Oh, this is my cry.
We all need an angel. We always have an angel. And I want to remind you that when times get dark and times get hard, to always remember the guidance from Tom Moore in his book, The Gentle Way, of how he talks to his angels. And he always asks them, as I do every day, bring me the most benevolent outcome. Bring me the most benevolent outcome. Help me with the most benevolent outcome. It does two things. It releases my mental mind's need to have a controlled outcome that it knows what it is or it tries to force in a direction. And two, it allows for the option of an outcome that I don't know what lesson, learning, or benefit I would get from it because I haven't thought of it. But at the same time, I ask for it to be benevolent so that when it appears, if it's not like anything I thought it would look like, I'm not so overwrought that it isn't the outcome I wanted. It's the way I've tried to deal with the election. It's the way I've tried to deal with the idea of Donald Trump as president of the United States. It's the way I tried to deal with the hate and vitriol that comes from the other side. I mean, such violent vitriol and such anti-Clinton hate because they believe the myths that have been built up around Hillary Clinton, who is not a warm and fuzzy person, but they bought into the propaganda. And so they're so sure if you say Donald Trump has conned people and caused businesses to close, what about Clinton? She's a crook. Look at what she did with her emails. Well, actually, you know what she did with her emails? Nothing. Nothing. It wasn't illegal for her to have that personal server. The emails they found, the State Department specifically told the FBI, had been declassified, but Comey chose to not acknowledge that fact, even though some still had the markings further down. I read the reports. I am tired of all the people who take the 30-second soundbite pieces and extol them as facts without looking into things. Do not buy the bullshit. Research, look into it, be informed, and take the time to listen to Radio Monterey, for heaven's sakes, because we bring you the uncensored, unfiltered information. You get the truth here. If you want to get the propaganda, you just turn on that TV. Because you will get the propaganda. Research, and don't believe everything that comes across the web. As you see, I noticed that during this election season, I was constantly getting these things and I was researching. Now, I did pass out one thing that was not true. It was a quote supposedly attributed to Abraham Lincoln or Einstein. And I passed it out and somebody said, he never said that. And I responded and said, I actually know that. But I liked the quote so much, I wanted to share it. So the issue is, know what you're putting out there. Know if you're spreading true information or if you're spreading propaganda. If you're part of the propaganda network, stop it. Look at your sources. There are many ways And there are places on the internet you can explore that tell you about certain sites that are nothing but fake news sites. A lot of that stuff infiltrated this entire election cycle, and people believe it. So all you Hillary haters out there, you need some other reason to hate her than the mythology of all the stuff that's been passed around for the last 20, 30 years, because that is fraud and false and not true. You don't want to like her? Don't like her. But don't be a Hillary hater, because she's not who you think she is. She's not that evil, mean, crooked person. She's worked more for women and children and rights than most people who ever profess they've worked for that. You know, earlier in November, I was fortunate enough to receive a post, an email, with this beautiful, beautiful quote from Albert Camus. And I share it now because I need to share it, because I get so riled with the injustice of things. Like, I don't care if you don't want to vote for Hillary, but damn it, stop hating her because you're buying into the propaganda. And these people up in North Dakota that think the Sioux are doing something wrong to protect their reservation and sacred lands, they're buying into the propaganda. And these people who voted for Donald Trump bought into the propaganda. And they're going to continue to buy into the propaganda. It's sad. It's sad. This is the end of the United States of America as we knew it, and we may not come back to it for quite a while. It may take quite a while. It won't take long for these guys to destroy it. They spent 8 years obstructing everything President Obama tried to do, which is why, if you want more jobs, all the Republicans had to do was continue to pass some of those stimulus packages President Obama kept submitting to them, but they wouldn't. So what do? They complain that Obama brought them nothing. Well, why? Because they really want to blame the black guy. But the truth is, Mitch McConnell and his little white Republicans did everything in their power to obstruct the governing of this nation. Everything. Their treason. They're traitors. They're treasonous. Their behavior was treasonous. And when they start putting their toadies on the Supreme Court, we are ruining generations of this country. So if anybody listening to me voted for Trump, I appreciate your right to choose. I don't appreciate the stupidity of your choice. I don't. So now, as you can see, I'm getting riled. Let me stop and get back to Albert Camus. Because Albert Camus said, in the midst of hate, I found there was within me an invincible love. In the midst of tears, I found there was within me an invincible smile. In the midst of chaos, I found there was within me an invincible calm. In the midst of winter, I found there was within me an invincible summer. And that makes me happy, for it says, no matter how hard the world pushes against me, within me, there's something stronger, something better, pushing right back to embrace the joy of simplicity in our lives. Buddha said, don't dwell in the past. Don't dream of the future. Concentrate the mind on the present moment. I share that with all of you. It came to me from Empower Astrology, which I love reading because it's always filled with love. And I need a lot of love coming into me because I have such a rail against the moon, all that fire energy, that Aries sun, that Sagittarius ascendant, that Pluto in Leo at my midheaven, that triangle of fire that rails against the injustices of the world. and want it to be a better place. And I'm not talking just for my own self-interest, but for everybody. For everybody. Today we were expecting to have Israel Hurtado in Spirit Talk. Apparently he's been unable to join us. So I've been sharing my thoughts with you as we go through this. And there's a couple of thoughts I want to call back to because they are very important, I believe. Whoops. And I'm looking for my notes right now. You know, we had our new moon in Sagittarius on the 29th, which was at 4:18 a.m. Pacific time. We had that Sagittarian new moon, and that was a powerful, powerful portent for us. Because we have our sun in Sagittarius, of course, from the week before, just the week of Thanksgiving, that Monday, the sun moved into Sagittarius, which gives us that boost in energy and that feeling of, yes, we can. And then the new moon, and new moons are wonderful times for creating and setting those intentions, to get the word out, to get the information out. And as Kirilani and I discussed on the Tuesday show, which replayed yesterday, that's also the 13th of December will be when we have our full moon, which is in Gemini. That's the time when we manifest and bring it out. Well, creating these intentions, remember that new moons are always about new beginnings. It's always about the choice of what needs to die in order for new life to live. There's a card in the Tarot. It's the card number 16 in the Major Arcana. It's normally the Tower. It's displayed differently in different decks, but essentially it's a burning tower with people leaping to their deaths. In the Osho Zen Tarot, it shows a person's form sitting in repose as lightning is hitting this tower and it's bursting into flames and people are being thrown out of it. And what the card really symbolizes from the Osho Zen Tarot deck is that when the lightning strikes, we have the choice to be thrown asunder like little sticks of wood or to sit in repose in the calm and recognize that from the scorched earth, new life always grows. Look at what's happened here in this last year. We are in a scorched earth phase, and it may get burned even more. You know, symbolically, it's a scorched earth. Metaphorically, it's a scorched earth. But if you look at the fires that raged up and down the West Coast, and now fires raging up and down the East Coast, it's literally a scorched earth phase. And what that means is we need to recognize that sometimes you have to clear out what's there in order for the new life to grow, in order for something to have the room to take root. Every time we begin something, we stop doing something else. It's always said every door opens to let us in or to let us out. This new moon in Sagittarius that we went through was really about what are we going to release so that we can accept the new that wants to come in. A couple of powerful things happened just today. Just today, Chiron went direct. Now, Chiron is the wounded healer. It's one of those interesting... Chiron is the wounded healer. It's an asteroid that, or really kind of a planetoid, asteroid, whatever you want to call it. But it's actually, its influence on us is to try to get us to heal our childhood woundings. During the time when Chiron was retrograde, which actually started in July 27th of this year, when it went through that retrograde span, it's all in Pisces, which is a very sensitive sign on top of that. It actually was asking us, and we talked about it on air several times, it was asking us to examine what causes us to have the reactions that we have. Now, if you're like me, I also think about what causes them to have their reaction too. And the important thing is you can't tell them what causes them to have their reactions. No one is ever really receptive to someone else telling them, but it is important for you to tell you what causes you. What was the wounding from childhood that hasn't been resolved? Because Chiron wants us to heal our woundings. Chiron wants us to move forward and have the full abundance and fruition of our lives. But it wants us to do that by clearing the woundings that are keeping us from moving forward, those things that are holding us back. So Chiron went direct today at about 1:30, 1:40 in the morning, Pacific time. And it's really important that we allow Chiron to bring up those unhealed childhood wounds, and now we spend our time working on healing those areas as we go forward. Because as it moves forward out of retrograde, it's asking us to take action, to no longer allow those things to trigger us. Bite your tongue before you say it. Even if you have to go yell it in the woods later, allow Chiron to heal your wounds so you can open to the transformational changes that are occurring and that are going to continue on, especially in this year of you. You know, let's just call it what it is. This is a year of you for everyone. Whether the you is me pointing at myself in the mirror, or is me pointing to you, or you pointing to me, it's you. It's about each of us reaching our full potential. The other thing that happens today at 7:46 p.m. Pacific time after this show is Mars in Aquarius will trine Jupiter in Libra. Now, the trine is a very harmonious aspect. It's a wonderful little aspect there. And when we have, we've got Jupiter, kind of our planet of foresight and beneficence and expansion and growth, in the sign of balance, which is Libra, playing with our kind of aggressive, assertive, yes, I am, I can do it all, Mars, you know, puts himself out there. And he's in the mental Aquarius. And this is going to tell us that we can pretty accurately gauge the outcome of any plan we want to implement at this time. The things that we've held off and we start to plan to do or take action doing, we can pretty much guess or figure out what's going to work or what won't work. The only thing is, don't get too pushy. Don't let Mars take too much of a lead. It likes to push to the head of the line. But it's a good day to reach out. To reach out to people that you haven't connected with yet through the holiday season or with your words or to help someone or to pick someone up. It's really a good day just to connect with people. Now, tomorrow at 1:18 p.m. Pacific time, Mercury will enter Capricorn. So it's leaving. It's been in this wonderful sign of Sagittarius going into Capricorn. And Capricorn is a little restrictive. It's persistent, it's determined, but it's not a risk taker. So you might find yourself starting to even have doubts. So what you've got is this great energy today of expansion, and tomorrow, mentally, you may find yourself having doubts about risking anything. And you may start to have second thoughts about what you've already done, as if, maybe I shouldn't have done that, or I did too much, or maybe I overspent for the holidays, or maybe I didn't do something, or I should have put more money aside. This is the time to balance that out. Because Mercury is in Capricorn, actually we get the wonderful energy of Capricorn to resolve that, to fix that, to shore that up, to clean up the books. So tomorrow, don't kick yourself, and if you started to feel that, don't be terrified that you bit off more than you can chew. Just know that the energy is there that will help you get back on track. Remember, everything is about inches. And then on Saturday, Mars in Aquarius will have a sextile to Saturn in Sagittarius, and that means that even though Aquarius and Sagittarius don't usually like to look into the details of things, this energy will allow you to really assess what's important for you to do, what you need to take action on that you've held off. It'll really get into the details in a way that supports this entire movement of going forward into the year of you. So that's what's astrologically pending for us right now. It's a lot of good, powerful energy. And what I do want to do is share another forgiveness prayer, especially as we go through our healing and we're working with Chiron. What's the most important piece? The most important piece, naturally, is that we forgive the people in our lives that we're holding those leaden grudges against. Each of those leaden grudges become an anchor that holds us down. So forgiveness is a wonderful daily practice to do, and I try to do it every day. I will acknowledge I don't get to it every day, but I do try to do it. And I most appreciate Lisa Barnett's prayer from her book, The Infinite Wisdom of the Akashic Record. Several years ago, I had the privilege of interviewing Lisa. Wonderful, wonderful interview. I love her Akashic Records. I even had a session with her. And I love this forgiveness prayer. It's inclusive. Now, as I go through it, we're going to go through it in three levels. One, first, we forgive those who have hurt us. Next, we forgive ourselves for anyone we've hurt. And third, we forgive ourselves for hurting ourselves. So let's start. I'll say it slow. Repeat the words after me so you get the full flavor of it. If you're in a place where you're unable to repeat them, say them consciously in your mind and focus on them as you say them so that you can really get your voice talking to your soul. Divine Spirit Source, please move me into a state of forgiveness toward anyone or anything that has hurt me, consciously or unconsciously, from the beginning of time to this present moment. I now forgive them as I release the energy of the past. Divine Spirit Source, please move me into a state of forgiveness toward myself for any hurt that I have caused others from the beginning of time to this present moment. I now forgive myself and I release the energy of the past. Divine Spirit Source, please move me into a state of forgiveness toward myself for any hurt that I have caused myself, consciously or unconsciously, from the beginning of time to this present moment. I now forgive myself and release the energy of the past. I invoke the power of grace and forgiveness to transform my body, mind, and heart as I return to my divine innocence. And so it is. And now, as an aid to this, I want to play the wonderful a cappella group Pentatonics, their version of Hallelujah from their Christmas album, as we absorb in that forgiveness and that release.
I've heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you? Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
broke your throne and she cut your hair, and from your lips she drew.
Hallelujah by Pentatonix. I love that. I've been playing that a lot because all of us need to be giving thanks on a regular and daily basis. One of the ways that I give thanks is what I learned from Reverend Charlotte Tinker, who's the channel for Kuan Yin. And what I learned from Reverend Tinker was to give thanks by saying every day and multiple times, morning and evening especially, thank you for everything. I have no complaints whatsoever. Thank you for everything. I have no complaints whatsoever. And that's the way we give thanks. So let's go ahead and make sure that we're spending our day giving thanks for those things that are truly, truly important to us. Just by saying, thank you for everything. I have no complaints whatsoever. It's a very simple way of giving thanks. And as another aspect of it, I'd like to share, on Tuesday's show, I shared from Network, which was produced in 1976 with Patty Chayefsky wrote it. I can't think of the name of the director offhand, but Peter Finch started it as Howard Beale, who was being fired from his Network news job. And he kind of went over the edge. And what I shared is a clip of his I'm Mad as Hell and I Can't Take It Anymore. But now tonight, I would like to share the We're in a Lot of Trouble clip. Let's listen to Peter Finch as Howard Beale from the movie Network.
And starring the mad prophet of the airwaves, Howard Beale. Raj Ruddy was the chairman of the board of the Union Broadcasting Systems, and he died at 11 o'clock this morning of a heart condition, and woe is us. We're in a lot of trouble.
So, a rich little man with white hair died. What has that got to do with the price of rice, right? And why is that woe to us? Because you people and 62 million other Americans are listening to me right now. Because less than 3% of you people read books. Because less than 15% of you read newspapers. Because the only truth you know is what you get over this tube. Right now, there is a whole, an entire generation that never knew anything that didn't come out of this tube. This tube is the gospel, the ultimate revelation. This tube can make or break presidents, popes, prime ministers. This tube is the most awesome goddamn force in the whole godless world. And woe is us if it ever falls into the hands of the wrong people. And that's why woe is us that Edward George Ruddy died. Because this company is now in the hands of CCA, the Communication Corporation of America. There's a new chairman of the board, a man called Frank Hackett, sitting in Mr. Ruddy's office on the 20th floor. And when the 12th largest company in the world controls the most awesome goddamn propaganda force in the whole godless world, who knows what shit will be peddled for truth on this network? So you listen to me. Listen to me. Television is not the truth. Television is a goddamn amusement park. Television is a circus, a carnival, a traveling troupe of acrobats, storytellers, dancers, singers, jugglers, sideshow freaks, lion tamers, and football players. We're in the boredom-killing business. So if you want the truth, go to God. Go to your gurus. Go to yourselves. Because that's the only place you're ever going to find any real truth. But man, you're never going to get any truth from us. We'll tell you anything you want to hear. We lie like hell. We'll tell you that Kojak always gets the killer and that nobody ever gets cancer in Archie Bunker's house. And no matter how much trouble the hero is in, don't worry, just look at your watch. At the end of the hour, he's going to win. We'll tell you any shit you want to hear. We deal in illusions, man. None of it is true. But you people sit there day after day, night after night, all ages, colors, creeds. We're all you know. You're beginning to believe the illusions we're spinning here. You're beginning to think that the tube is reality and that your own lives are unreal. You do whatever the tube tells you. You dress like the tube. You eat like the tube. You raise your children like the tube. You even think like the tube. This is mass madness, you maniacs. In God's name, you people are the real thing. We are the illusion. So turn off your television sets. Turn them off now. Turn them off right now. Turn them off and leave them off. Turn them off right in the middle of the sentence I'm speaking to you now. Turn them off.